12th, Wednesday. What was the content of Apostle Paul's thanksgiving? The answer of all answers is receiving salvation. The fact that you are sitting here to give worship is a tremendous answer. If you don't recognize this, you'll lose hold of all the important matters. Every time I read about Apostle Paul, who raised great changes to save the world, I always gave thanksgiving. If you have time right now, go to a hospital at least once to evangelize. By doing so, you'll discover just how much God has blessed you. And if you have even more time to spare, go to a mental hospital to evangelize. You'll find out just how many mental patients there really are. And if you have even more time, go to a prison to evangelize. You'll uncover just how many people are suffering from great hardships, never knowing what blessings are. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Imprints, roots, and nature. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Most believers say, there aren't any answers, or I don't receive answers to prayer. However, as you continuously hear the gospel, the greatest answers are being imprinted with the word, rooted in prayer, and possessing the nature of evangelism. What answers will come at this time? Number one, imprints. Answers come according to what is imprinted inside of you. If you are imprinted with Christ, God's kingdom, and only Holy Spirit, correct thoughts and a correct life will be restored. That's why you must free yourself from your wrong imprints and challenge toward receiving new imprints. At this time, you'll realize that Christ is sufficient. Number two, roots and nature. You bear fruits according to your roots. You must change your spiritual state and roots solely through God's word. You just need to hold on to the covenant, set aside a quiet time to stand before God, have a time of healing, and a time of concentration. Your nature shapes your life. When you meditate on the word, 24-hour prayer will take place. Then answers will come that transcend corporal time. No matter what the circumstances, God guides you. Joseph testified that Jehovah God was with him. This is the greatest testimony before unbelievers, and you are that very witness. Dear God, may I become imprinted with only gospel, lay roots in the word, and have the nature of prayer and evangelism. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.